And Khatri Khatri specifically, because these are usually in a foreign language. I mean, there are folk dances from the U.S. as well and from England and so on, where I do actually understand the words. So when you have songs like in this one, you know, some of the lyrics would translate as, "I will kiss your heart, come sit beside me, dance for me, sing for me now, marry me, be my wife." I don't normally prefer a lot of love music. I mean, I think there's more to the universe to love than just an individual. But the fact that it's in a foreign language means I can just feel the Khatri Khatri, and I just feel my heart moving with it, even though I don't even know what they're saying. Does that matter to you what the lyrics say? Doesn't that bypass our filters?
Well, it's interesting. I was having a conversation with a friend last night about when I'm listening to people, sometimes I hear the words, and sometimes I'm hearing all of the other information that's being passed on. And I think it is the same with music for me, that sometimes, yes, it's about the lyrics, but there is so much more being communicated. It's working on so many other levels. There's so much emotion. There's so much passion. There's so much breath that's passed on. And so, yeah, language doesn't matter that much.
One of the dances I love moving to is Makedonsko Devojče, which, you know, I love singing along with the chorus. But if I was singing it in English, I mean, that translates as Macedonian girls. You know, it's like, I wish they could all be California girls. It wouldn't have the same feel for me. But when I'm just singing it in Macedonian along with the music, it's like, oh, this is my heart.